Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, following our explosive interview with Nottingham Forest goalkeeper Dean Henderson about the shocking 12 months he experienced at Manchester United, a few TalkSport presenters and pundits had their say on the United loanees' comments.
The conversation I had coming out of that Euro squad was, you're coming back here to be the number one goalkeeper. And I got COVID, come back, so I should have still been the number one. But then, unfortunately, no one followed through with anything they told me. It was frustrating as well because I turned so many good loans down last summer for that reason, and they wouldn't let me go. So it was frustrating. And to sit there and waste 12 months is criminal, really, at my age. I was fuming. But I worked hard off the pitch and on the training pitch to keep improving day in, day out. So I'm really excited to be back here and looking forward to the season with Forest.
Now, in a minute, you hear from Moni, Simon Jordan. But first is Gabriela Agbonlahor on TalkSport Breakfast.
Henderson, for me, he's had one good season at Sheffield United, got carried away with his move. And he seems like he's talking the talk but didn't walk the walk at Manchester United.
Well, he got for COVID,
me,
didn't he?
Yeah, but for me, he didn't have, like, I didn't see him have one good game at Man United, make one decent save. And you get COVID, and if someone comes in for you and does well, what's the manager meant to say? Oh, sorry, David De Gea. I promised Henderson the number one jersey. Sorry, you got to go.
Would you rather he sat on the bench though and just thought, oh, well.
No, but I still think he's 25. You know, he had a good season at Sheffield United. Got his move to Manchester United. Like, he needs to relax a bit. I think he's getting a bit big time, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go to Forest. Keep your mouth shut, have a good season, come back to Manchester United, you might break into the team.
At the end of the day, you're only as good as your performances, right? And he has a right to express his disappointment. But where he's gone beyond and over the line is he can express the relief that he can go and play first team football. He can look forward to the challenge of Nottingham Forest. He can talk about the fact that he was disappointed last year not to get into the first team because that's what he wanted to do. And my opportunity is this. To basically go and pee on people's parade and turn it into a situation where everybody is supposed to feel sorry for Dean Henderson because he wasn't able to displace David De Gea. He, not anybody else, he wasn't able to displace David De Gea. So basically what you're saying is, if I'd gone into goal and I'd stunk the place out, because I was told at the beginning of the season I was guaranteed number one, should have been ad infinitum, ad nauseam. Oh, grow up, you child. You're in a fabulous football club. You're being paid a fabulous amount of money. It's disappointing he didn't get games last year. Get on and have some backbone and get on with it rather than doing a ridiculous interview where you're seeming to want to elicit some sympathy from anybody.
Now, as the new Premier League season gets closer to kickoff, Ofcom and the Alan Turing Institute have revealed the scale of personal attacks suffered by Premier League footballers every day on Twitter, analysing 2.3 million tweets in the first half of the season. Co-author of the research, Dr. Bertie Vidgen, joined White and Jordan and outlined exactly what they found.
We looked at 2.3 million tweets with the AI, and about 2.6% of that was abusive. So that's about 60,000 tweets, almost exactly 60,000. Yeah. And we only looked at, we only looked at the first part of the season. We only look at some tweets, so we don't look at the retweets, for example, in this report, but we do have that data. So actually, when you look at it over the whole year, and also when we start to look at the women players as well, it's even more, it's even more abuse that these players are getting.
Moving on to my favourite show on TalkSport, it's mine, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time alongside Darren Bent. Me and he discuss the decision from the Premier League captains to no longer take the knee before every game.
I just want to know what's next, but the only reason why I'd say about taking the knee, I understand that some people think that it's maybe past its sell-by date and that maybe it's lost a little bit of its impact.
Yeah.
But the only thing I would say is that Maybe so. What's next? But also, it does encourage conversation because a little kid sees that the player's taking a knee. They automatically, go, "Oh, Dad, like, why are they taking the knee?" And that gives the opportunity for the parent or the brother, whoever it is, to explain, "Well, this is why they're taking the knee." And so I think it does open up that conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
I do think the FA need to start looking at, and the Premier League, what's next? Because this was never going to go on forever.
No, but as soon as you start giving people options, it's just going to die out, isn't it? It's either all or nothing.
Yeah, you've all got to be all in on it. But I understand that you can't just sit on taking the knee forever. Do you know what I mean? There had to be something else.
Mm.
Because, like anything, it does start to lose its impact. But as I said, it does encourage conversation.
It certainly does. When you say something else, do you mean something else just before the game starts?
Or anything. It doesn't have to be before the game starts, but there's still got to be something that's impactful, like taking the knee. Because I'll never forget when it was Aston Villa and Sheffield United were the first game that did that at Villa Park. And I remember everyone was like, whoa.
Impact was gigantic.
Massive. I remember that. As long as it's something along those lines, then yeah, I'm all for it.
Darren Bent also discussed the business that Chelsea have done so far this season and believes they are still at least a striker away from a good window.
They need a centre forward. They bought Lukaku in last season. Disaster. They've bought Werner in. He's never really got going since he's got there. So I still think they need a centre forward. I know Kai Havertz can play that false nine, but I feel like they need something more than that. Like Gabriel Jesus, for instance, would have been perfect for them, I thought. I still think they need another centre half. I really do. I mean, if they get Kukurea and Fofana, then you start going, because then they could play a three.
Three and wing backs.
Yeah, because they could even go, Kukurea can go left wing back, or he can go left of the three.
That's right.
But at least
I think you'd still play Chilwell as a wing back if you got Kukurea.
Well, yeah, because then you could put Kukurea as the left sider. But then you've got Koulibaly that could play there. Thiago Silva's incredible at reading the game, playing in the middle.
But he won't be able to play every single game.
No, but I almost feel like when he's not there, Chelsea really miss him. And we know he's getting older in age and he's maybe slowing down a bit. But in terms of reading the game, he is second to none. He's brilliant.
Mm.
So if they can get Fofana on the right-hand side, Koulibaly and Thiago Silva, and then Kukurea as well to play that left side if Thiago Silva can't play, or in fact challenge Chilwell for that left wing-back spot, then I think they're almost there.
If we're talking about Chelsea and a team that could push Liverpool, Man City for the title, for that conversation to be completed, do they have to have a number nine?
I still think they need more to challenge, but I almost think Chelsea at the minute, they're not a cup team, but I wouldn't back against them. I mean, you look at last season, they won the Club World Cup, I think it was, and got to two finals.
Mm.
It wouldn't surprise if Chelsea was to go and win another cup.
Do they have more chance of winning the Champions League than the Premier League?
I almost feel like they're set up more to win the Champions League. Like, I don't think they will. But go back to last season, right? They were so close. They got themselves back into the game.
Yeah.
Were winning against Real Madrid. They let Real Madrid back into it. But then Real Madrid go on to win the Champions League. So you start to go, was it written in the stars for them? But I think Chelsea at the minute probably have got more chance of winning the Champions League than the league. And I think maybe Thomas Tuchel as a coach is maybe better at winning cup competitions than the Premier League.
And sticking with the Blues, Koulibaly was unveiled by Chelsea today and told TalkSport's Ian Abrahams that he's not just at Chelsea to replace Antonio Rudiger, although he factually is.
Antonio is a really good player. I like him. I know what he did for Chelsea. I know that which player he is because I used to play against him when he was in Roma. So he's a nice player, good player. He make a lot here in Chelsea. And I'm happy for him to when he joined Real Madrid. But for me, it's not a pressure. I'm really happy to be here. I don't want to be like the guy who is replace Rudiger. I want to be another player. I'm Koulibaly. I'm not a Rudiger. I'm not the same job. I'm not the same skills. I don't play like him. So if everybody wants me to play like him, I'm not the player who can play like him. I have another style, I have another idea about the football. So I will try to do my best to give everything for the team, to give solidity to the team. I know that it will be difficult for me because I come from Italy. I have to look the Premier League football is really different. So I think it will be difficult for me, but I'm ready because I'm really motivated. I want to show everybody that Chelsea make the good choice with me. So I'm really easy. I want to start to play to show everybody that I was ready to play in Premier League and to show that the supporters of Chelsea that they can have confidence with me.
Now, as TalkSport gears up to the opening game of the Premier League on Friday night, live by the way, and exclusive on TalkSport, TalkSport's Sam Ellard caught up with Leeds captain Liam Cooper, who said his side must, M-U-S-T in block caps, get off to a quicker start this season if they want to avoid getting into trouble again.
Obviously, we have big aspirations as a club, and I think the owners showed that, and Jesse showed that. We've brought in top quality players, international players, Champions League players. But for me, this season, it's all got to be the start. Last season, we didn't start well at all, and that continued throughout the season. We hit a little spot when Jesse came in and picked up a few points, which in the end was massive for us. Because we always knew there was those three games coming towards the end of the season against the top four. And obviously, we expect not to get much from those. But them points we accumulated, I think we won three or four back-to-back when Jesse first came in, and they proved unbelievable for us in the end. But now going to Brentford as well on the last game of the season, having to win, and there was so much pressure. Honestly, I've never screamed at the bench so much trying to find out another result in my life. But that was just the way it was. It was a crazy experience, and one I hope I never have to experience again. But the start of the season is massive. We need to pick points up early, and then we can build up that momentum. We never really got momentum going last year, and it played a massive part for us.
Now to kick off. And after Leicester confirmed the sale of their Premier League and FA Cup winning goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel, Hugh Woosencroft and Colton Palmer discussed what Leicester should do next.
There is a chance here, if Leicester are smart and they're able to get a lot of this money up front, to rebuild a squad, to bring in some young players on lower salaries but with very high potential, and give Brendan Rodgers the chance to work with some young players over the next 2 to 3 seasons, and to improve them. That can bring you value, of course. You can increase their value if you do sell them down the line. But if you look at Leicester City right now, I mean, what could their model possibly be if they don't cash in? I mean, Fofana, 80 million. You're going to take that, aren't you?
You've got to take it.
James Maddison, 60 million. Would you take it?
Got to take it.
So that's 140 million quid. It might not all be immediate, but you can then go and get 3 or 4 players, you know, and that would be good players. That would be 40, you know, 30 to 40 million pound players.
But in this transfer window, they're not going to have enough time to do that, are they?
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Sports Update.
Brighton have released a statement saying they haven't reached an agreement to sell defender Mark Cucurella. Chelsea are in talks about signing the Spanish fullback, but Brighton say no fee has yet been agreed.
Mark Cucurella is still a Brighton player. Brighton have said, and as you heard in the news there, contrary to inaccurate reports from numerous media outlets this evening, no agreement has been reached with any club to sell Mark Cucurella.
Well, it's interesting. There's no statement from Chelsea, and we've had that from how many sources.
Well, there's not much for them to talk about it. They're not going to put a statement out saying we've signed nobody, are they?
No, but if they will know, just like Brighton did, of what we've said. Oh, listen, the deal's getting done. Don't be gassed about that. He's probably inside Stamford Bridge now.
Well, look, we can't predict the future. We can't predict the future. Yeah. All we know is he's a Brighton player.
Still,
okay?
At this moment in time, we won't upset Brighton.
I'm trying my best not to, but you're making it hard for me, Carlton, okay?
He's still Brighton.
He is still a seagull. Yes, he is. But look, who knows what happens?
He's put a transfer request in because he perceives that Brighton are overpricing him.
No,
that's why he's put a transfer request in.
That is one of the reasons.
To lever the situation, right? So what you do is, right, you say, sit down and shut up, right? You've got a five-year contract, right? And but we will retain the
But you
control.
Can't tell. You can't force players to do that, Simon. No. A player has the right to put a transfer request in. One, if you
because
feel...
his agent told him.
No, possibly. But one, if you feel the club that you've gone, that you're at... is pricing you out the market to go to
but that's
top
not
club.
Your gift.
No, but
that's
you not can his put business. A transfer request in.
But that's not... Okay, and I accept that. But let's talk about the morality of that and talk about the right behind it. What you have the right to do is comply with your obligations in the same way the club has a right to do that. Once you sign a five-year contract with that club, no one forced him. No one put a gun to his head and said, you must sign a contract with Brighton for 5 years. He bit their arm off at the shoulder because it was an opportunity to play in the league.
Simon.
And he did fabulously well. So here we are now. So Brighton have the right... turn around and say, if we are going to have to be the victims of this situation, which is a player that we've developed alongside his talent, now wants to go to a bigger club because Man City and Chelsea are clearly bigger football clubs, only on our terms.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the Talksport app or wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gosling Talksport Daily Podcast out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The Talksport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.